Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, We Were Made for These Times 10 Lessons for Moving Through Change, Loss, and Disruption by Kyra Jewel Lingo, is a practical, compassion-forward guide for living through uncertainty without becoming hardened or numb, drawing on Buddhist mindfulness, engaged spirituality, and decades of teaching. Lingo speaks to the realities of grief, upheaval, and social disruption while offering grounded ways to meet what is happening inside and around us. Rather than promising quick fixes, the book frames difficult periods as moments that can deepen clarity, courage, and connection when approached with skill. The 10 lessons function like a steadying structure, combining reflection with practices readers can apply in daily life, from working with fear and anger to rebuilding trust and community. The overall tone emphasizes tenderness and resilience, suggesting that inner work and outer action belong together. For readers who feel overwhelmed by rapid change, the book offers a calm, workable path towards stability, meaning, and compassionate engagement. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, turning toward difficulty with mindful presence. A central theme is learning to face disruption directly, instead of resisting it through distraction, denial, or relentless problem solving. The book encourages mindful presence as a way to notice what is actually happening in the body and mind when life changes suddenly. By recognizing stress responses, spiraling thoughts, and emotional reactivity, readers can create a small but crucial pause that makes wiser choices possible. Mindfulness here is presented less as a performance of calm and more as an honest relationship with experience, including panic, sadness, and confusion. The lesson emphasizes that presence is not passive. It is an active willingness to feel what is real without adding extra layers of judgment or self-blame. Through simple practices like conscious breathing, short check-ins, and grounding attention in ordinary activities, the reader learns to stabilize attention during chaotic moments. This stability supports clearer discernment about what needs care right now, what can wait, and what is beyond control. Over time, the habit of turning toward difficulty builds trust in one's capacity to meet life as it is, which becomes a foundation for resilience and compassionate action. Secondly, working with fear, anxiety, and the need for control, the book treats fear as an understandable response to uncertainty rather than a personal failure. In times of loss or rapid change, the mind often searches for guarantees, and when it cannot find them, it may clamp down through control strategies or catastrophizing. Lingo's approach is to help readers relate to fear with kindness and curiosity, noticing how it shows up as tightness, urgency, or mental overplanning. Instead of trying to eliminate anxiety, the lesson invites a shift from fear-driven living to values-guided living. Readers are encouraged to identify what fear is protecting, such as safety, belonging, or meaning, and then to meet those needs through healthier supports. The guidance also points toward accepting impermanence, a key Buddhist insight, not as a bleak thought but as a reality that can free energy previously spent on impossible certainty. With acceptance comes the ability to choose practical steps without being dominated by panic. This topic highlights small, repeatable practices that interrupt fear loops, strengthen emotional regulation, and help people act with steadiness, especially when external conditions cannot be fully fixed or predicted. Thirdly, grief, loss, and making room for sorrow. Another major topic is the honest inclusion of grief as a natural companion to love and change. The book does not frame grief as something to get over, but as something to move with, allowing it to reshape priorities and deepen empathy. Lingo addresses how loss can be personal, such as a death, a relationship ending, or health challenges, and also collective, such as societal instability and shared trauma. By validating sorrow, the book counters the cultural pressure to stay productive, upbeat, or quickly resolved. The lesson suggests that when grief is ignored, it often leaks out through irritability, numbness, or burnout. But when it is met directly, it can soften the heart and clarify what matters. Practices may include gentle self-compassion, rituals of remembrance, and mindful listening to one's own pain without drowning in it. The theme also emphasizes the importance of support, whether through trusted friends, spiritual community, or professional help when needed. By giving grief a rightful place, readers can experience a more integrated healing process and discover a resilient tenderness that supports both personal recovery and compassionate presence for others. Fourthly, compassionate communication and rebuilding community. The book underscores that resilience is not only an inner achievement, but also a relational practice. During disruption, relationships often strain under stress, differing beliefs, and competing needs. This topic focuses on communicating in ways that reduce harm and increase understanding, even when agreement is not possible. Lingo's perspective aligns with mindfulness-based communication principles, slowing down, noticing reactivity, listening to understand, and speaking from intention rather than impulse. Readers are encouraged to examine how fear and pain can drive blame or withdrawal, and to replace those patterns with steadier habits like naming feelings, making clear requests, and setting respectful boundaries. Community is presented as a vital resource, not as an idealized group where everyone feels safe all the time, but as a living network that requires repair, humility, and patience. The lesson also highlights interdependence, reminding readers that isolation can intensify suffering, while connection can restore meaning. By practicing compassion and conversation, people can reduce polarization in their immediate circles and cultivate the trust needed for mutual support. This creates conditions for collective resilience, where individuals feel less alone and more capable of facing uncertainty together. Lastly, turning insight into action in a disrupted world, beyond personal coping, the book points toward engaged living, the idea that inner practice supports outer response. Disruption can awaken a desire to help, but it can also trigger overwhelm, cynicism, or performative urgency. This topic addresses how to translate spiritual insight into sustainable action that aligns with one's capacity and values. Lingo encourages readers to ground action in compassion and clarity rather than guilt or panic. That means choosing meaningful commitments, starting small when necessary, and building consistency instead of chasing intensity. The lesson also emphasizes care for the caregiver. Without rest, community support, and emotional processing, even well-intended service can become burnout. Readers are invited to examine where their energy is best used, what kind of change ward feels honest, and how to stay connected to humanity even when outcomes are uncertain. The book's framing suggests that hope is not mere optimism, but a practice of showing up with love and integrity. By combining mindfulness, ethics, and realistic planning, readers can become steadier forces for good in their families, workplaces, and communities, even when the broader world remains unstable. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for readers navigating grief, life transitions, burnout, or ongoing uncertainty, as well as anyone trying to stay emotionally steady during social and cultural upheaval. It will also resonate with people interested in mindfulness, Buddhist-inspired wisdom, and compassionate activism, especially those who want spiritual practice to be practical rather than abstract. The benefit to a reader's life is its repeatable, humane approach to hardship. It helps you build the capacity to feel difficult emotions without being ruled by them, to relate to fear and loss with kindness, and to reconnect with purpose when the future feels unclear. Because the lessons integrate inner regulation with relational skill and engaged action, the book supports both personal well-being and healthier interactions with others. Compared with similar titles that focus only on positivity or productivity, this one stands out for its balanced emphasis on grief literacy, community, and sustainable change-making. It does not push a one-size-fits-all formula. Instead, it offers a steady structure, practical practices, and a compassionate worldview that can accompany you through many kinds of disruption, making it a worthwhile purchase for anyone seeking grounded resilience. If you would like to support Kyra Giolingo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.